Thank you very much. Do please take a seat. And a really good morning to everybody. A very warm welcome to Holy Trinity. My name's Nick. I'm the vicar here. And we're going to be thinking this morning about some big questions. They're on your service sheet. And hopefully the first one is about to appear on the screen. But I'll say it out to you. I wonder. There it is. What are you trusting to make you right with God? Right with God means being friends with God. It means when God is pleased with you. What are you trusting? I'd love you to imagine for a moment. Can you imagine in your mind's eye that you are standing at the gates of heaven and a voice says to you, "Why should we let you in to heaven?" I wonder, what would you say? I wonder what would some of our young people say if the question came to you, why should we let you in? Is anyone brave enough? Is anyone brave enough to give an answer? I'll get my microphone. Is anyone brave enough to say, it doesn't have to be a young person, of course. Anybody, why should we let you in?
You shouldn't?
Wow, that is very honest. Thank you, Katie. Anybody else? Why should we let you in? Anyone else want to say? You got no? Anyone else got one? Very shy this morning. Interesting. I've got some examples of why we might say God should let us in. We might say, I go to church every week, or most weeks. Please let me in. I go to church. Or here's another one. Every week. Or here's another one. I try really, really hard to live the life you want me to live, God. I try really, really hard. Well, I wonder if any of those three you might think in your heart, yeah, that's what I'm trusting in. So, we are going to continue this morning looking at the story of Abraham, and we're going to be thinking about this question. Now, Abraham, if you remember, he lived very early on in the story of the Bible, not long after it's described how God created the world, not long after it's described how the first human beings rejected God, rebelled against him, and had to leave the garden and God's presence and God's friendship. Not long after God had to judge the people in the flood and at the Tower of Babel. So you can see so far in the Bible story, God is not pleased with the human race. And in fact, the Bible says that one day God is going to judge the whole world. Every one of us will have to stand in God's court and hear the verdict on our life, what we did, whether it was good or bad. Now, before we continue in Abraham's story, I want us to come together to an imaginary courtroom here in the Holy Trinity. So let's get our people ready for our imaginary courtroom. Thank you.
Silence in court. Let the accused come out. Read the charges against Maisie the Lazy and Victor the Vicar, otherwise known as Vic the Vic.
Maisie the Lazy, you are accused of being a lazy and childish children's worker. For example, on Friday you were spotted playing a computer game in the church office and not preparing for Sunday clubs. And just last week, you spent 3 hours eating your lunch when you should have been taking an assembly at school. Now, Victor the Vicar, otherwise known as Vic the Vic, you are accused of being a grumpy and bossy vicar. For example, one of your parishioners says you are always telling him what to do. And another says your favourite book is a Mr. Men book called Mr. Grumpy, and here as evidence I have the much-read copy of your favourite book. What do you both have to say to these charges?
All right, all right. I hear what you're saying, but you're wrong. I'll be all right. I'm not that bad. I'll pull my socks up. I'll try really, really hard. I'll be good. I'm good enough, really.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. How have I been found out? How can I survive this judge's verdict? Because I know I'm not going to be okay. But maybe, perhaps there's a way God can help me.
Well, we'll see about that. Court adjourned.
Well, it's not looking good, is it? For Maisie the lazy children's worker and Vic the Vic, grumpy vicar. But what about Abraham? As we've seen in our story so far, we've seen that Abraham's done some pretty bad things. If he was in court, surely he also would be looking like he is guilty. Is there any hope for Abraham? Well, our next song tells us that, in fact, Abraham did find a way. God made him a promise, and he trusted in that promise, and all turned out well for him. So let's stand and sing, Abraham, What a Man. Thank you very much indeed. Please do take a seat, and let's have our pictures up again. We are going to now be asking the question, get to where we are. There's Abraham. We're going to ask the question, what is it then that makes us right with God? So there's Abraham. Remember last time, the stars. He was promised many children as those stars. And there's a reminder of all of the promises that Abraham has received. But today, we're going to think about just one sentence which shows how Abraham responded to God. Here it is on the screen. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. We're going to look at that, just that one sentence today. Now, there are some words in there that are maybe just a little bit difficult to understand. So just putting it up in a slightly easier to understand version. Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord accepted Abraham's faith, and that faith made him right with God. We're just going to think about the meaning of these words for a few moments. Abraham believed the Lord. Now, believing what God says, it means he believed in his head that what God says was true. But it's more than just believing in his head. He also trusted God in his heart. And we know that he really trusted God, because when God said, go, he moved to another country 1,000 miles away and took that step of faith. He really, really trusted in God. Now, hands up if you trust me. Come on, hands up if you trust me. Okay, if you really trust me, keep your hands up again. You all put your hands down. Let's have, who's a young person? Come on, Alex, you can come. You just happen to, slightly half-hearted looking trust there. You stand there, please, Alex. Do you really trust me?
Mostly.
Mostly? Okay, turn that way. Okay, just all you have to do is you fall back and I'll catch you, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, you really trust me, okay. Okay, fall back. You don't. There we go. That was fine, wasn't it? Brilliant. Thank you. Go and have a sit down. That's what faith is. That's what Abraham did, isn't it? He didn't quite know how it was going to work out, but he trusted God was good, that God would keep his promise, and he acted like that. That's what it means to say Abraham believed the Lord. The Bible calls this faith. As well. Now, also, I just want us to think about this expression here, right with God, because it's really, really important just to me to check we understand it. Someone who's right with God is friends with God. true friends with God, but it also means that God is pleased with them, really pleased with them. Now, in Abraham's day, if someone was described as right with God, or grown-ups, righteous, everyone understood that to mean that you always were kind, you always were good, you always did the right thing, you were honest, you were hardworking, you were full of love. In other words, right with God meant you were like Mr. Perfect. That's what it meant to be right with God. But we've been following the Abraham story through, and it's pretty obvious, isn't it, that Abraham was not like Mr. Perfect. Can anybody remember what Abraham did to his wife, Sarah, when they had to move to Egypt? Anybody want to tell me? What did Abraham do to his wife, Sarah? Go on, Katie, your star today. He pretended that she was his, remember, sister. And that meant Sarah was in danger. And she got taken by the Pharaoh into the Pharaoh's house. So Abraham didn't act like Mr. Perfect. He did things that were wrong. So how is it that God could treat him like he was Mr. Perfect? Well, our sentence tells us it is just because he believed in God. He trusted in God and his promise. And it says there, doesn't it? The Lord accepted Abraham's faith, and that faith made him right with God. He was treated as if he was Mr. Perfect, when we all know, don't we, that he wasn't like Mr. Perfect. It was just because he trusted God's promise. Now, Abraham's story is so exciting because it's not just about him. Let me read this sentence here from the New Testament. And this is when Paul says some wonderful things. He says, Abraham felt sure that God was able to do what he had promised. Remember? So, God accepted Abraham's faith, and that faith made him right with God. Paul is saying, quoting exactly what is there in Genesis. And he says, those words, God accepted Abraham's faith, were written not only for Abraham, but also for us. God will accept us also because we believe in the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. So here's our question again. What makes us, where is it, somewhere up here, what makes us right with God? Well, it's the same as with Abraham. There it is. What makes us right with God? It's the same as with Abraham. We believe and trust in his promises, his promise to send Jesus to die to forgive us for our sins. And if we trust in him, his promise, then he treats us as if we are Mr. Perfect. All our sins are forgiven and forgotten. In truth, we might not really be like Mr. Perfect. We might be like a bit like Mr. Grumpy, perhaps, more like that. We might be more like Mr. Mean. We might even be more like Mr. Uppity, perhaps. But if we believe God's promise and we put our faith in him, he treats us as if we were truly Mr. Perfect. It is amazing and wonderful news. And we're going to sing again. We're going to sing another story about Abraham and his amazing faith and his amazing trust in God. Over to the music group. Please be seated, and I believe we are going back to our courtroom.
Let's sum up the trial before us. A final word from the prosecution.
Your Honour, the evidence against Maisie the Lazy is clear and strong. She has been persistently lazy and childish. And also the evidence is clear against Victor the Vicar. Definitely grumpy and bossy. I believe it is clear that both are guilty.
Do the accused have any final statements to make?
Yes, I do, actually. I know what you said, but I just think, I know in my heart, in fact, that I am good enough. You see, I go to church every week. I didn't come last week, actually. But I go to Hotshots every week. I actually also wasn't here last week, but that doesn't matter. And I try so hard to be good. I try so hard to be good. Just ask anyone. Ask, like, my mum. She doesn't live very near and she doesn't see me very much, but ask her. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't care what any of you say. I trust in myself and I think I'm good enough.
My turn, eh? This is really, really difficult for me. I'm a vicar. The evidence is clear that I have been grumpy and a bossy boot. But there's just one thing. There's just one thing. I know I'm definitely not good enough, but I have here a promise from God that can help me to get out of jail free card. Says this: believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Acts 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Look, I know I'm guilty. The evidence is clear. So I'm going to hold on to this promise, Your Honour. This is what I'm trusting in today. I know I'm guilty, but God can save.
The jury have met and I have the verdict. Maisie, you have put your trust in yourself.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you're not good enough. It will never be good enough. You are guilty. Victor, you have put your trust entirely in God, in God's promise to save you, though you are indeed just as guilty. That said, in this court today, God's promise means that you are going to be judged as someone trusting in Jesus. Which means I declare that your trust in God's promise means you are right with God. You are righteous. You are not guilty.
Oh, wow.
Court adjourned.
Well, 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 well. Let's sum this all up. Do you remember the first question? What are you trusting in to make you right with God? I wonder, has this Bible story changed your answer to that question at all? What are you trusting in? Do you remember the second question? What makes us right with God? Well, we might think that the answer is to do our best, to try hard. But the truth is, like Maisie the Lazy, we fall short and fail to do it. The wonderful news is God makes us right with him if we trust his promise, just like Abraham did. We trust his promise to forgive us in Jesus. And if we do that, he will treat us as if we are Mr. Perfect. He will treat us as if we have a get-out-of-jail-free card. And so, therefore, here is the message today. Trust in God alone. Don't trust in trying to be like Mr. Perfect. Trust in God alone. And you will have a get-out-of-jail-free card, exactly like this, that says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. There is the great news of the Christian faith for all ages today. Thank you very much. Back to Ollie.